Okay, Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Kuf Ches in Chulin. Only about another month to go, huh? To finish this Masechet. Now we start the famous topic. Fortunately, none of us are rabbis, but if you're a rabbi, you got to really learn this well. This is the famous concept of Basar B'Cholov. You know, the old one about, you know, they come to the rabbi. Rabbi, we were cooking the soup for Shabbos, and a kid fell in. The shiksa dropped some milk in there. What are you supposed to do? That whole, this is what it's all about. Basar B'Cholov, right? Mixing Basar B'Cholov. The pasuk says, Lo Savasho Gadi B'Chalev Imo. Don't cook the milk with the meat. It says it three times. We learn out one is there's an issue just for cooking, even if you don't eat it. There's an issue for having anah, and there's an issue for eating it. So Basar B'Cholov, you don't even have anah from. So that means that if you have, let's say, a non-kosher restaurant, it's very common for Jews to own non-kosher restaurants where they service the general population, you're really not supposed to have anah from real Basar B'Cholov. And we've explained many times before, there's a shaila about this, but generally the idea that Basar B'Cholov is only when the isser you're taking, and we'll see this in Martha, it's a strange thing. You know, we know, okay, chazer, everybody knows you can't eat non-kosher meat, right? But basar is it's glatt kosher, the best hashgacha, Rubin's hashgacha, or whatever it is, Zarovsky's hashgacha, and the best kosher milk, Chol of Yisrael, but they're both kosher, but if you mix them together, they become that. That's a big chiddush, right? In fact, we said that if you take that the McDonald's in America, where the meat starts off as non-kosher, it's nevela, it wasn't kshacht, and it's not really basar b'cholov, because it was already also because of its nevela. So the real basar b'cholov is only in Eretz Yisrael, where we have McDonald's here taking kosher meat and kosher milk and mixing them.
Assuming a Jewish person has a restaurant, and he serves non-kosher meat with milk, then it's not a problem.
Well, it's also anyway drop on it. It's anyway also because it's just not, you're not allowed to have enough from basar b'cholov, right? But and there are those who say that it's basar b'cholov even if it's, I'm giving you one opinion. There's those who say it's basar b'cholov even if you start off with nevela too. Because they say it's a chalas in a sense, so technically you shouldn't get involved. It doesn't mean that people can't be involved in non-kosher products. You can, let's say you have a horse farm or something like that. They're non-kosher, but you can grow horses, you can breed horses. There's no isser in dealing with that. Obviously, you wouldn't want to sell non-kosher horse meat to kosher Jews, you know, to Jews. But the isser of specifically of not having anah, just like there's an isser of anah from an avodah zarah, there's also isser of anah, basar b'cholov, based on a pasuk.
There's a huge difference between breeding horses and eating horse meat.
But it was very common to eat horse meat. Common. We can't imagine today eating horse meat. It's like so disgusting. But you have to understand, in the world before our time, but in World War One, even as recently as World War One, less than 100 years ago, when most of the artillery, most of the battles were on horses. The artillery was schlepped around by horses. You can't imagine what battles are where there's 100,000 horses involved. There may not be 100,000 horses in the world today. The horses are just like, you know, for racing and for, you know, farms and stuff like that. People don't have horses. The police have a few horses. How many horses are there? But in those days, there was horses all over the place. There was horse, you know, droppings wherever you walked. It was impossible. That's what life is like 100 years ago, going back forever, you understand? So it was very common in a time of war when there was no food. Horses would die in the field, on the field of battle. They'd get shot, they'd dry out. People had a horse meat. That you have plenty of horse meat there. A horse just died, that's enough to feed a battalion. You know, it was a very common thing to eat horse meat. Don't be talking about eating chazer meat in the middle of a war. But there were many Jews who, in a chas of chak, there was a question of starving, they would eat horse meat. It was a very common thing. All right. Tipas cholav shenafla alachaticha. So here we have, I guess. I have a pot over here. I have a piece of meat, kosher meat, and a drop of milk fell on there. Now, a little tiny drop, probably not going to do much, right? Depends how much meat there is. So again, imiach babanos and tam. Again, what's our rule is? The rule is if it gives a tam, right? If it gives a tam, as we'll see for lo savash, it's got to be cooked together, it gives a tam. If it gives a tam, ba'osa chaticha osir, that piece of meat is osir. Near esekter, though, let's say, wait. I didn't just drop it on that piece of meat. Let's say it was a small piece of meat. You had a little sausage or something, and the drop fell in there, and the drop was enough to give it, you know, you taste that sausage, you taste the milk. However, let's say you didn't wait for it. As soon as it dropped in, and we were mixing the whole pot right away. Now, in the whole pot, the pot's a gigantic pot, that milk did nothing. So, nira sekedera im yesh b'menosin tam. Again, if there's enough milk to give tam in the whole pot, maybe it's a small pot. then ba'osa b'kteira, then it's also, otherwise it's not. In other words, what's the key? No sin tam. We say batel b'shishim. What's batel b'shishim? B'shishim is when you can't discern the tam. When you can't discern the tam. Now, okay, now, again, it doesn't really make a difference if it's hot or cold. Very good question, even though the issue is really lo sabashal, but we're talking about where it's hot, where it's mixing together. Technically, if I eat a, remember when I was a kid, our kindergarten teacher, her name was Hortense Kelly. Think she was Jewish? No. Hortense, you remember the name? Hortense Kelly? Beautiful script and kicked me by the ear when she didn't throw me out of class. You know, Hortense Kelly. She would sit there, we'd have our lunch, everybody brought their, you know, brown bagged it in those days, and she would have her salami sandwich with a glass of milk, and we always found it disgusting. Technically, that's not also minatorah. The issur is only if it's cooked together, but if you have a salami sandwich with a glass of milk, so here you're asking good. So we're talking about a there where it's hot, where it's mixing together. Okay. So again, what do we say here? That if it just fell on a piece of meat, well, the piece of meat might be osur if enough there. Right? If though, now that this is all simple. If the whole thing was being mixed and fell in, then you look at the whole pot. As if it fell on the sausage by itself, so you look at it in relation to the sausage. Did it give it time or not? If the whole thing was being mixed up, now that's the simple, simple case. Now we're going to get into the more complicated case. Amar Abaye. So first he sets a rule. Time of olam ha'masha b'yam d'oraisa. You know, in general, if something gives a time that it asers it, like it means. That's min ha'Torah, this idea of Tom ki ikur, that he gives a tom. Why? These like to have drabbanan. Maybe it's only Mr. Drabbanan. So why would only be Basar Banan? Basar b'chalav, that's your case. What do you mean mixing Basar b'chalav? Again, we just said if I take a drop of milk and I mix it up with a big pot of cholent, it doesn't do anything. It's not dosin tom, right? So why? Why don't you learn it from Basar b'chalav? But if it did give a taste, it's Basar b'chalav. So why don't we say in general tom v'loma mashabam? What do you mean tom of mashab? Let's say I have a piece of, let's look at it this way, you have a piece of chazer over here. By mistake, the shiksa came and she dropped a piece of chazer into your big cholin. Now we're not talking about meat and milk. We're talking about, now if the piece of chazer is still in there, you shouldn't eat it, right? If you can identify it, certainly you take it out. But let's say you identified it and you took it out. Now the question is, did the chazer give a taste into the cholin, right? So do you look at if you identify the chazer piece, and you took it out, so what's the problem? Taste a little bit, so many times you live among goyim in America, you always smell that dover acher smell in the hallways, remember that bacon, smell? Bacon smelling nice, so what? So you smelled it, big deal, right? It's not no issue to smell it. So here also, if there's no meat in there, what's wrong if I taste it? No, tom is something. If you taste it, it's no good. Smelling is one thing, tasting is something else. So he says, tom v'lo moshe, even though the mamish is not there, the piece of meat's not there, the tom does something, it's menat Torah. How do you know it's menatar? Maybe it's only nisid rabbanan. These like that rabbanan. So why is it rabbanan? Mi basar b'chalav by time. Why not basar b'chalav? Basar b'chalav. We say if it gives a taste in there, lo savashol. If it puts a little milk in there, it's the taste alone does it, right? My time. Why don't you learn from there? The chiddushu. Well, you know, basar b'chalav is a big chiddush. That's what he said. Number one, the chiddush is that there are two dvarim which are mutter. It's not like the piece of chazer fell into the chon. Basar is mutter, and the basar is badatz, and the chalav is chalav Yisrael, right? That's one chiddush. And number two, another chiddush is you can't even cook it. Remember, there's an issur, a lav, malchus, even if you cook it together, even if you don't eat it. So maybe you're not going to learn off basar b'chalav, that's a chiddushu. Is that what you want to say? These are rabbanim. Basar b'chalav, my time, longer meaning a chiddushu. So I mean, basar b'chalav is a different case. There, if it gives taste. But normally, if a piece of chazer fell into a piece of chont, and I took to the chont, and I took the chazer out, maybe the tam, this the tam asr is only rabbanim. So a chiddushu, basar b'chalav is a chiddushu. Afagav the lekenos and tam nami. So if it's a chiddush, even if it doesn't give tam. In other words, if it's a chiddush lo svashal gadi b'chalav mo, then even if it didn't give a taste, you just if you cook meat and milk together, even if there's no taste of the milk in the meat, it should also be asr. I'm never no, that's not necessarily so. Derech bishlos haTorah. When you cook things together, when things are hot, when things are hot, there's a chemical reaction over there, and they mix together, and it gives a taste better. We all know that, right? If it's cold, you put a piece of a salami into a big vat of milk, and you pull it right out, it may do nothing. If on the other hand, the pot of milk is boiling, it's gonna absorb more. It's gonna be a reaction there. So derech bishlos haTorah. No, it could very well be that even though it's a chiddush, but it still only asks it if it's giving a taste. So don't tell me that there's a chiddush that it should be asr anyway. No, the Torah only asks it in this case. So Rashi says in the first of the wide lines, not in the first section of the wide lines, a few lines. So he says no. Amalei Rava, Lo le mei milchal chiddush. It's still chiddush. Yudah kamer afagav deleka time elitzer deleka lemigmer mezav shela. Akarach begufi galikrod the beinan timea milo asur zatar elitzer bishul she'asur abasur lispash mechav. It's only where it's asur. Vein chaganzu el shalosh in time. It's always a giving taste. It's only asur where it's giving taste. So even though, because he's saying again, he wants to say it's the rice. Why? Because if it's rabbanon, why aren't you going to learn out from basur mechav? Because that's a chiddush. If it's a chiddush, it should be asur anyway. He says no. He says even though it's a chiddush, it's still only asur if you cooked it. So it's got to be nos and tam. So therefore, it could be a chiddush, and it could very well be that it's drabona. And you learn from basur mechav because it's a chiddush. But even though it's a chiddush, it's only asur it where it's absorbent, and where it's hot and giving absorbent. So you can't prove it from there. Okay. Now Rav says a new thing. Rav says like this. Listen to this. Once it gives given a taste, remember, understand something. Once the drop of milk has given a taste into the little sausage, let's say it's not batel b'shishim, it's like 1 in 50. So a little few drops of milk made the sausage now basur b'chala. Okay, now what happens now? Now the sausage is mixing with the rest of it. I call it the chon, the pot, the stew, whatever. Right? Now it's mixing with the chon. What happens now? Now that piece of meat, that little sausage, is basur b'chala. It's like nevela. It's like a non-kosher piece of meat. The oster's kol chatichas kulon, and now it ruins the rest of the chon. Okay, doesn't give it a taste. Why? Let's assume it's very, very small. It's the last one. Why? Neishahe mina, because it's the same min. Now it's meat in meat. It's stew in stew. And he holds like Reb Yudah, the famous sheet of Reb Yudah, the min b'mina lo batel. I always felt the min b'mina lo batel, Reb Yudah's sheet of min b'mina is a sheet of siachid. But Rashi will say later on tomorrow's daf that it's, we'll see hopefully today that's how he passed him.
Theoretically, let's say you have a pot of meat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the drop of milk goes in there. It's more than one. It's just
a small amount.
It gives a taste.
To the whole stew?
Yeah.
Then it's basur b'chala. Yeah.
Then you add more meat to it.
Very good. So that's our question. That's a very good question. L'chadchila, you're not allowed to do that. But if you did it, would that help or not? That's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to address that question now. And of course you're not allowed to, because you cannot allow to mavatal an issue l'chadchila. You can't do that. You can't say, oh, it's batal, I throw some. You can't do that. But if you did it, what would it be in a case like that? So we're going to talk about that in a minute. Very good question. All right. So now, but first he says, but Rob first establishes this idea. He says, once the piece of meat, once the little sausage is basur b'chalav, now that's a piece of meat, which is also just like nevela, and it ruins the rest of the pot, even if the rest of the pot was 1,000 times as much as that little sausage. Now, why is that? Because there's a different rule. We always say batel b'shishim, batel barob minatorah, batel b'shishim mirabana, no sentam, right? The rice of rabbana, and we said you can't prove it, it's the rice of rabbana. It's giving a taste, but not. That's only when it's two different meanim. Can I taste the milk and the meat? Well, if I can taste it, then it's also. If I can't taste it, it's okay. But meat and meat, well, you can't taste the difference. It's all meat. It's all cow's meat, whatever. So do you stay batel b'shishim? That's what the rabbana say? Because that's what batel b'shishim is for. When you can't discern the taste. See, if you can discern the taste, so you taste it. Well, you can't taste it. Give it to a guy to taste. But if there's no guy here, then we say you go by 60. We had a sheep of 1 in 100, 1 in 60, right? Same thing. If, for example, it's the same substance, it's meat and meat. How can you taste the difference? If I had a piece of non-kosher nevela, right? A piece of steak from the store and fell into my chalon, how can I tell taste the same? The answer is you go by shishim. That's what the Rabbanan said. Rabbi Yudah says, no, if it's the same min, it's never bottle. Even 1 in 1,000,000, it's never bottle. That's what Rav is saying every day. So now the chaticha asks us the veil, but also it's called the matrix up. Amalem was to read Rav Mari, Ravina, understand Michti, Rav, come on, Amal Shmaite. Who did he say? Like Rabbi Yudah. Dharma min b'minilo bottle. That's what you just said. That if that little sausage was in a chant 1,000 times as much, it's still not bottle because min b'minilo bottle. Lame a plea get Rav al-Khari argues with Rav. Dharma Rav said in explaining Rabbi Yudah, sub Rabbi Yudah, kol shu min b'minilo v'davar acher. Let's say it's min b'minilo. Think about it. What happens if you have a stew over it? It's a chant. It's meat and meat, and there's also all the juice, the soup, right? So it's min b'mino. The meat is meat in meat. It's the same min. But there's also the juice, the liquid. So what do you do? In a case like that, this is what he says. If you have min b'mino is not bottle. If you have all meat and meat. But if it's min b'mino and another min, you pretend that the 1,000 parts of meat, that's gone. You pretend that it's gone. That's how he learns it. It's all what he holds us to be as the halacha mishum sinai. You pretend that the big substance of mutter, the real main part of the chalent, is gone. Now the juices, the soup, is much more than that sausage, right? Much more, let's say 100 parts or 1,000 parts more. So why would he say then that the if this is your chont over here, and if, and you had the sausage, which is basar b'chalav, is like an avela, why do you say it's that it's min b'mina lo batel? It should be batel in the soup. Amalei, you're right. Either nafal barot the bracha, you're right. If it fell in like a chont, like a soupy kind of a chont, where it's mostly liquidy, then you're right. Then it would takel be batel. You're right. Hachanami, hachamayiskin et nafal barot. Here we're talking about it fell like in a porridge, a thick thing, so that's like meat. It's really parts of meat. There's different kinds of chon. We have a soupy kind of chon. You have a thick kind of a chon. So you don't separate. So it's all meat and meat. Meat is never bottled. That's what Rav said. And we'll see what Rav said. Well, Mike Suver. Now we get into your question. Mike Suver. Eek Suver, Efshala Sokhto Mutter. Sokhto means really to squeeze it out, right? What does it mean? Think about it now. This is exactly your point. What happened was the milk fell into the little sausage, right? And then Basar B'cholof, right? Now, that piece of meat now mixed with the rest of the chont. Now what happened to that milk in there? It came out. It's all mixing again. So when it came out, if that little drop mixed with the whole chont, it's certainly less than 1 in 60, and it's bottle. So he says, I understand. Even if you say, okay, min b'mina lo bottle, the meat in the meat is not bottle, if that meat's also, but why is the meat still also? If you say, iksavar efshel sochto mutter, that when it can come out again, it's mutter, meaning if now the milk, so to speak, exuded out of that little sausage and then got mixed up again with the whole thing, then it should be batel and mutter.
In the chunk, you have a piece of meat, the piece of salami, that...
Now that piece of salami is kosher because the milk came out of it. That's the question. If the milk then... That's our question.
The question is, did it come out?
Did it come out? No, so assuming it came out, is it mutter or not? Do you say that or not? That's our question. Why do you say that little sausage now is like a piece of the veil? No, it's like mutter again now. Elik sever must be the Rav holds efshel self to osur. Must be that he holds it, even though it can come out, it's still osur. Once it gets ashamed, the veil. For example, a chazer is a chazer forever, and the veil is an veil. If it died without two, same thing over here. Once it's all called basvachal, no matter what you do, is much. That must be what he holds. Ditmer, we have a machlokas. Rav of Kanin, Rav Yochanan, these three rabbis. This is one of these is Rav. Right, they hold Amr Efshel Sof was Osir. Shmuel, Rav Shimon, Rebbe, Resh Lakish. We'll see. We go like the first ones because passing like Rabbi Surm against Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan was the posek. And Shmuel, Rav Shimon, Resh Lakish, Amr Efshel Sof of Motes and Smutrib. Pregmar, okay, that's what Rav holds. Sub Rav Efshel Sof was Osir. Does he really say? Voitmar, listen to this case. Because I suppose Shnuffel Tochi over Shacholov had a small piece of meat that fell into a big vat, a hot vat of milk. Amr Rav says Basar Osir. The basar is also because it's fully absorbing the milk. The chalav mutter, the milk is mutter. The milk is mutter. Why should the milk be mutter? Iksav efshel sof to aser. So we understand. The milk that was absorbed in the meat, right? That's aser. So now that milk now further gets exuded, let's say, comes out and ruins the rest of it. Min b'mino is never bottle. So why does he say that the chalav is visak, the efshel sof to is aser? If you tell me efshel sof to, if it comes out again, so now it's milk again. It's no longer meat and milk together. It's not possible chalav. But if you say that it's aser, so that meat, the milk that was in that little piece of meat should now mix with the rest of the milk, and the milk should also be aser. Chalav amai mutter. Chalav nevela. The chalav is like a nevela. It's like meat and milk mixed together, or it's like a halacha nevela, and it asks everything. He says, "Olam sevarav efshel sof to aser." Now he does hold it's aser. Otherwise, the first thing he said wouldn't make any sense. But shiny hosam, it's different. The Amar Kav, the pasuk says, "Lo sivashe gedi b'chalev imo." You know what he says? Gedi aser tov lo chalav. Listen to this. A big shiddish. He's going to slug it up right away. When the Torah says, "Don't mix meat and milk." What becomes aser after you make the milk? Only the meat, not the milk, which is very strange to say, right? Very strange to say that. So before y'all jump, wait a minute. So Vishani Yosef Makola Sashki B'chalev, he says, you know, you're right. You're right. Technically, you know, you're right. It does the chalev is aser. The basar b'chalev is aser. The piece of meat is aser. It goes back out. No, but once the chalev itself is not aser, only the meat is aser. Gidi aser tov v'lo chalev. Rekamar v'sav rab, gidi aser tov v'lo chalev. Can you really say it? V'itmar. Let's say I had half a gezeis of each. Shaboshim zems, I cooked them together. Amarav loka lechiloso. You get malchus for eating it. Now you only had half a gezeis of meat and half a gezeis of milk. If the milk is mutter, right? The milk is an usher. You didn't have it because there's no, you shouldn't get malchus. It should be usher. We all chatzi shir is usher manatar. You can't eat lechachilah, but you shouldn't get malchus for it. You don't get malchus for cooking it. Now we'll see why the Gemara asks right away. You know, it should be the same. If you get malchus for bishul, it's your malchus for eating. So leave that aside for me. So that's lochel. Why do you get malchus for eating the half gazayas of cholov? There's no iser for eating cholov. It's only for the malchus. How do you measure a gazayas of cholov? By displacement. By displacement. You put an olive in there and the milk that came out. That's the volume. That's how you do displacement. Rashi explained displacement over here. That's what, you know. So, so you can't say that he doesn't asa the cholov. When the Torah says you can't eat meat and milk, it means the milk is also asr. If they mix together, you can't eat the cholov. So we're back to our question. Elohim savarav cholov nami asr. You know why it's different in that case, though? When a little piece of kazayas of meat fell into the pot, and you say, well, the meat is right away also because it absorbed the milk, but the milk is okay. You know why? It's speaking about where the water is boiling, boiling hot. The meat fell into a pot of milk that was burning, that was really boiling. The mivla bala, the meat absorbs the milk in that case, but it doesn't exude the milk. So it's whatever milk is in that piece of meat does not come out. Mifla lopal, it doesn't come out. In other words, the chalav really busts the chalav would asr. But Mar says so self kinayach. Okay, so when it settles down, when it stops boiling, then the milk will come out of the meat and go back into the rest of the milk. He says shut up the silto. He took out the meat. He stuck the tweezers in. Took the meat out while it was boiling, and he held that while it's boiling, it'll absorb into the meat, but it won't come out. That's why the chalav. That's Rav Sheet over there. Okay, so that's what he holds, but. But the idea again, into our real question, the real question we're dealing with today was the question you hit on, that when it first got absorbed, we're going now generally with the idea that min b'mino is not batel. If I have one piece of nevela, a little piece of nevela, that fell into a gigantic vat, a million times as much of kosher meat, it's never batel. That's Rav Yudah Shita, and Rav goes like him also. Okay. Now, going with that concept, if we said, so here where the drop of milk fell onto the meat, so that made that basar b'cholov. Now that meat further ruins the rest of the pot. Now it's true, if it would be a pot of soup, it wouldn't ruin it, because it's min b'shein amino is batel. But, right, but even if there's other meat in there, because we consider the meat as gone. That's. But if it's all meat and meat, like a thick cholent, right, where it's all meaty, it's never batel at all. What about the fact that maybe the milk came out of that? Yeah, he holds Efshel Softo is also. That's what Rob says. We'll see him out, but we said it's machlokas before. Gufa, just to address this little point, you had a half a kazayas of meat mixed up with a half a kazayas of milk. So what's going on? The Gufa, chatzi zayas, basma chatzi zayas, cholov, shibashim zayas, you cook them together. Am Rav Loka, Elchilos, you get malchus for eating it. You don't get malchus for cooking it. Now, manavshah. If they're mitzdarif, that you need, when the Torah says you cushion meat and mix meat and milk together, it means together if you have a kazayas, that's no good. So, abishol nami loki, you should get malchus for cooking it also. Elo mitzdarif, and then I'm mitzdarif, achila nami loki. Because the kazayas is the shear for Issa in the Torah. You don't get malchus unless the kazayas. Unless it's a Yom Kippur for eating a larger amount, the size of a date. But in general, the Issa for eating anything. I can't eat any piece of chazak. Somebody offers me a piece of chazak, and I say, ooh, you know, I went to the shear. It's less than kazayas, I'll just taste it. You can't do that. It's also any amount is also. However, I will only get malchus if I eat a kazayas. That's the general rule. Kazayas is the standard shear. So the question is over here is, if that's a shear, the half a kazayas of milk, the half a kazayas of meat is a shear, because that's together. So you should get malchus for cooking it together. And if it's not the shear, you shouldn't get malchus for eating it. What's going on? So the Gemara says, oh, no, it's not mitzdarf. What Rav is saying is that you're right. In other words, they're talking about two different cases. When it came out of a big pot, when there was a lot of meat and a lot of milk mixed together, so then he's saying, if you had one kazayas that was partially milk and partially meat, there wasn't, the kazayas that I took out is not, then you're chayav for eating it because you ate a kazayas. It's not mitzdarf for the bishul. In other words, but when it comes to cooking it, if I cook the half a kazayas with a half a kazayas of, half a kazayas of milk, half a kazayas of basar, that's not mitzdarf. But if you're speaking about, when do I get malchus for eating a half and half? If I cook the whole pot together, now the whole thing becomes basar b'chol. If I cooked a lot of meat with a lot of milk together, the whole thing is basar b'chol. I ate a full kazayas of that, even though that's partially milk and partially meat, then it's when it's chayav. That's how Rav learns. B'levi omar, af lo kal bishulo. He says even cooking together half and half is also aser, because he holds that it is masar v'chentan led masdisen shem shalak chalasa kachlo kaal bishulo. Ubeizu bishulamu. What is considered booking? When you ask for cook, not when you just turn on the flame. The bishul shachir mochmin also machmas bishul. In other words, if it's cooked enough, a cook that a guy would eat it. You know, that we don't eat it, but if a guy would eat it, and cooking is not they just turn on the fire and you put them in a pot. It's got to be fully cooked. Yes, miss. Now back to this question that Moshe raised before. The actual sof to tanoi. This shaila that we said before, there was three rabbis. It was really Rav, it was really more like a Maram, even though Rav and Shmuel Rav Tano Poli, but he was at the end of the Tanoim, beginning of the Maram. So this question of Efsul sof to atzma, again, what is that? This is a serious question. Understand the question, because you can't understand the Gemara without understanding this point. In other words, we understand mixing meat and milk together. No sin Thomas also. But now, if I then take that, and I'm not allowed the chachilah to do it. Like you say, I can't now say, uh-oh, there was only one part in 50, I can't eat it. I'll tell you what, I'll bring some more meat and I'll smother the whole thing. I'll put 1,000 parts. Can't do it, the chachilah. But if it was done, do you say that it came out? So the drop of milk, the few drops of milk came out of there. And now when measured against the whole chalent, it's much less than 1 in 16. It's okay. So that question, the actual sof to atzmo, is actually machlok es tanami to tanya. Here's the case. Again, similar to our Mishnah. A drop of milk fell on a piece on a sausage. Okay, I say sausage, give me a little piece. Rashes all the rest of them, because it's the same min diver of you. That's similar with what Rav said on an olive. And Rashes doesn't, because it's the same min. Because once that sausage now is Isra Basal Bacholov, it's like a piece of Nevela, and ruins everything else, min mina lobotum. Bachomram, achititin tam, barotu, bekeepachalis. No. Bacham say no. You look at that little sausage, and it has to give a tam in the rota of the sauce and the sediments and the pieces of meat. In other words, you look at the whole chalent all together. You look at everything together, and it's got to be nosen tam. Because the chacham don't say, apparently they don't say min demino, lo batel. Okay, now that's apparently what we're saying. But maybe they're saying differently. Actually, now, what's the essence of the machlokas? I'm a Rebbe. So here it's in Rebbe. Near and Divra Rabbi Yehuda, I agree with Rabbi Yehuda of Shaloni of Shalokisa. When you didn't mix it at all. If you didn't mix it at all, I agree with Rabbi Yehuda. I agree with Rabbi Yehuda that what? That piece of meat became osur's buzz, the sausage became basar b'chalav, and that ruined everything else if it wasn't mixed. When you either mix the kisa means you covered up. When you cover it up also, when you cover up like a stew pot, so then the water circulates well and it mixes up. So I agree with Rabbi Yehuda when you didn't mix it. And I agree with the chum when you did mix it. And I agree with the chum when you did mix it. Now, what does it mean by lo niyar? My lo niyar v'lo kisa. What do you mean you didn't mix it at all? Elay me lo niyar klal v'lo kisa klal. You didn't mix it at all. Whoa. Hold on a second. I dropped that. I had a big stew pot up here. I dropped a little drop of milk on the top piece of meat sitting there. It wasn't mixed at all. So if it wasn't mixed at all, how did it ruin anything else? It's just sitting there on the surface. It says, my lo niyar, my lo niyar v'lo kisa. Elay me lo niyar klal klal. So mifilapolit. It absorbed that piece of meat. Absorbed it. It certainly didn't exude it into the rest of the stuff. You didn't mix it. Meaning, again, what do we say? Just like we said in the Mishnah, when you drop a piece of meat, a drop of milk, and it fell on a piece of meat, the top piece of meat in the pot. That's one thing. So it rashes that piece of meat, and that piece of meat becomes basar b'chalav. It's nosen tam. Let's say I dropped it into a pot, but while we're mixing the whole pot. So you're not, it didn't go on one piece of meat, it went in the whole pot. So you look at it versus the whole pot. So he's like this. Ella, Alonia, because you didn't mix it at the beginning. Ella, Basof, you mixed it at the end. Meaning, it first got absorbed into the sausage, made it Basar B'chalav, and then you mixed it afterwards. That's what it means I agree with reviewed in that case. Because once it became Basar B'chalav, that sausage is now like a piece of the veil and mixes up with everything else. Mindy, Nibo, Bottle. Ella lo niyar b'tchila ella b'sof. V'lo kisa b'tchila ella b'sof means that. Okay. So am I habola v'apola. Ah, wait a minute. So it became usher. What happened? I dropped a piece of milk onto the sausage. Okay. And it got absorbed in there. Then it mixed up afterwards. Okay. What does he say? I agree with the Buddha there that the whole thing becomes usher. What does it become usher? But now when I mixed it all up, the milk exuded from the sausage and got mixed up with everything else. So why should it be also? And I wasn't supposed to do it, whatever, but I did it, right? I mixed it all up. Why should it be also? Amai, habola v'apola. It absorbed, but it also exuded it. Is that the right word, exuded? It doesn't sound right. I don't know. So it's ksavar efshel v'self to also. The answer is because he holds it. Even though it comes out, it's still also. In other words, that piece of meat, that sausage, becomes basar b'chalav forever. It's like nevela. Once it's nevela, once it's chazer, it's never else. You can't get rid of it. The piece of meat, even if the milk did physically come out, technically, and we're not arguing chemically, sure, the milk might have physically come out and mixed with everything else, but it's still, once it has a shame, basar b'chalav, it's all basar b'chalav. Even if that little sausage is now 1,000% just meat and there's no milk left in there, still it's basar b'chalav. It's still available. Okay, that's what he else. Mechlal, Rabbi Yehuda suffer. Now, what did Rabbi say? I agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Where you didn't mix it. Well, you didn't mix it at the end. Now, what do you mean didn't mix it? You didn't mix it at the beginning, you mixed it at the end. Mashmir Rabbi Yehuda says, Savar, kinir b'tchil, even if you mixed it at the beginning, kinir b'tchil v'atzof, even if you mixed it, the kizim b'tchil v'atzof, it's still osir. He holds it's osir, even if you mix the whole thing. In other words, even if I drop the thing in, even if I mixed it the whole time, the whole thing becomes osir, because if it touched the first piece of meat, it's osir. Am I? Hello, balakos. So why would that be? Why would that be? Why would Rabbi Yehuda say if I dropped a little bit of milk into a stirring pot, why would that be? Hold up, all the call. The first piece of meat didn't absorb any more than the rest of the pot. The answer is aim alone near yafa yafa velokisa, because maybe I didn't mix it too well. And it first fell and it dropped into the first piece of meat. And then maybe I didn't mix it well enough and it got too absorbed. So he's machmer over there. Okay. But we see that Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda in this case. Where what? Where you only mixed it at the end. If you only mixed it at the end, you didn't mix it at the beginning. He holds like Rebbe Yehuda that what? The whole thing is also why? Because the first piece of the kid is bas b'chalav. That asks everything else. You cooked it together. Doesn't help. Because efshel softo is also. Amar mar. Now look at further. The divrei chacham. What did Rebbe say? I agree with Rebbe Yehuda where he didn't mix it. And I agree with the chacham shanir v'kisa when you did mix it or you did cover up the pot, meaning it's mixed up. Mine near my kisa. What do you mean? What do you mean you mixed it up? If it means, like you say, you mixed it up at the end, not at the beginning, right? So how can you say he agrees with Harmer near and Rebbe Yehuda? You just said that's the case where he agrees with Rebbe Yehuda. He agrees with Rebbe Yehuda, not when you mixed it from the beginning. Rebbe Yehuda says it's also even if you didn't mix it from the beginning, because maybe you didn't mix it too well. Rebbe says, I agree with Rebbe Yehuda when you mixed it at the end. Okay, so he can't say over here, I agree with Rabbanan when you mixed it at the end. When he says over here, Decham, when you mixed it, it can't be you mixed it at the end, because when you mixed it at the end, he already agreed with Rabbi Yehuda that it's Osir. Right? So, Elam, Nir, Sablani, Bechila, Bechisa, Betovna, Bechila, Hamid, Nir, and Divra, Yehuda, Beha, Beha, Ella, Nir, Bechila, Vatsof. It's like, I agree with Rabbanan that it's Mutzah, it's got that it does an Osir unless there's enough. No sin time for the whole cholent, including the soup and everything. Elanir b'tchil v'atzof, v'kisim b'tchil v'atzof. That's right, you're running. Machal drabon and sabri, nir v'sof. Below near b'tchil, if you mix the end, kisim b'sof v'tchila, mutter. In other words, I agree with the rabbanon when you mixed it the entire time, right? Smash the rabbanon say, I agree with the rabbanon when you mixed it the entire time. Smash the rabbanon say that even if you didn't mix it the entire, you only mixed it at the end, it's still mutter. Because you mix it at the end, it's mutter. Why? Al miksavri, efshel sof mutter. Why did the Rabbanan say if you mix it at the end, it's okay? Why? Think about it. The milk first dropped onto the sausage. It became basar b'chalav. Then when you mix it up afterwards, it's mutter. It's mutter. It's mutter if there's not enough milk to overpower the whole chunk. Why? Because they hold that if it comes out, it exudes afterwards, it's mutter. Because they hold that it's mutter. Al miksavri, efshel sof mutter. So here's a machlokas between the machlokas tonum. Rabbi Yehuda says efshel sof is asur, and Rabban says it's mutter. Amler avach midipti l'ravina mimai. How do you know that's the machlokas? Mimai de efshel sof to pligi. How do you know that's the machlokas? Rabbi Yehuda says efshel sof is asur, and the Rabban says efshel sof is mutter. Dil efshel sof to divrei kol asur. Maybe everybody agrees efshel sof is asur. Once it gets a shame basar b'chalav, it's like a piece of chazus, it's like a piece of nevela. It's never, and if it falls into other meat min b'min ul abatul, we're going out with the sheet of Rav and Rabbi Yehuda min b'min ul abatul. That's awesome. Maybe that's machlokas over here. Min b'mino. Rabbi Yehuda says tamei dama min b'mino lo batal. Okay, everybody says if it exudes afterwards, it doesn't help. It doesn't help. It's also. Rabbi Yehuda says min b'mino lo batal. So I've got a little tiny sausage of basar b'chalav. It's like a piece of nevela. Fell into a gigantic vat of cholent. Doesn't min b'mino lo batal. For a bundle tamei dama min b'mino batal. It is batal. It's batal. If there's enough to batal the tam, if it's min b'mino, like more than 60 parts of one b'mino, it's batal. Maybe that's the machlokas here, but everybody holds it after himself to his osir. No, hi, my. Yeah, bishlam and rabbanan. Look at it. If bishlam and rabbanan, the b'mino hacha Rabbi Yehuda frilei. If the rabbanan over here agree with Rabbi Yehuda and Rav, then what? The b'mino is low batal. And the machlokas of efshel softo. Hainu the kamer Rebbe. This makes sense that Rebbe says, I agree with Rebbe Yehuda b'ha, with Rechem b'ha. I agree with Rebbe Yehuda where you only mixed it at the end. Well, you only mixed it at the end. I agree with him because since it absorbed into the basar b'chalav, right? I agree with him that now everything else became basar because once it's absorbed in the bottle. And I agree with Rabbanan where, well, you mixed it from the beginning until the end. Well, you mixed it the entire time, then I agree with Rabbanan. Why? Because it never really got absorbed in one piece, right? That's what he said. With Rechacham where, Chenir, what does near mean? Near Mitzchil of Atzav. I agree with Rabbanan. Why? Because it never got mixed up. Because since I've mixed, when it fell in front, I was mixing it from the beginning, it never got mixed up. So I understand what you mean. I can understand that that everybody else min mina lo batel, right? Ella iamret, everybody else min mina lo batel, and the machlokas is b'efshel softo. So Rabbi says, I agree with Rabbi Yehuda, what that efshel softo is. I agree with Rabbi Yehuda when you mix it up only at the end, because once it got be a shame, efshel softo is also over there because once it got absorbed in the little sausage, it doesn't come out anymore. I agree with Rabbanon where it never got absorbed lechachilik because you cooked it from the, you were mixing it from the beginning. Eliyam and efshel softo devi akol aser. If you tell me that everybody agrees efshel softo aser, v'achem and mino pligi. So high near and divrei Yehuda v'ain near and mi boile. Why do you talk about agreeing with Rabbanon and agree with Rabbi Yehuda? Well, I agree with Rabbanon in this case. I agree with Rabbi Yehuda in that case. It simply should be whether I agree with Yehuda or not. Why? Because now the machlokas is min min labotel. Now it's not a question of that first sausage. See, the question is if the machlokas is about whether the sausage exuding the stuff, does that make it us or not? So I can understand. I agree with Rabbi Yehuda if it first got absorbed real well and you only started mixing it up afterwards. That doesn't do it. Once it got absorbed, it's basar b'chalav. I agree with Rabbanan that if it was mixed from the beginning, it never got absorbed, then it's okay. I agree with Rabbanan, right? Because I agree with the reviewer basically that efshel softo is asur, but I'll agree with Rabbanan that in the case where you're mixing it from the beginning, I'm not worried that maybe you didn't mix it well. I'm worried if from the beginning it's okay. But if you say, no, everybody else efshel softo is asur, the machlokas is m'minino, is buffalo or not, so then even if the first piece of meat is sausage, that sausage, is basar b'chalav, is for sure basar b'chalav, forget about exuding or not, it's basar b'chalav, efshel softo is asur, right? The question is simply is, Rav Yehuda says min mino is no bottle, and the Rabbanan say no. Even if it's a piece of nevela, min mino is bottle because min mino is no bottle. So I talk about the Rabbanan and Rav Yehuda. Is the question simply is? That's the question. Maybe the machlokas is about the only min mino. The Gemara's question is: how do you know there's a machlokas about etzlo softo aser or mutter? Maybe everything's etzlo softo aser, but Rav Yehuda says min mino lo bottle, and Rav Yehuda says min mino lo bottle. So why would the Rabbanan talk about whether you're mixing it or not mixing it? It doesn't make any difference. If it's all, the issue is simply this. This little sausage, which is aser now, if you get mixed up with a whole gigantic pot, 1,000 parts, Rav Yehuda says min mino is no bottle, and the Rabbanan say min mino is bottle. So what do you mean? I agree with Rav Yehuda in this case. It's not a question of agreeing with Rabbanan. He holds min mino is low bottle, right? Rebbe's saying min mino is low bottle. So why would he agree with? He wouldn't agree with Rabbanan in any case that min mino is bottle. He would just say I agree with Rav Yehuda in this case. You know, where let's say where it was mixed afterwards, and I don't agree with the Rebuta where it wasn't mixed. What are you talking about? It's not a question. The Rabbanan have no shakas over here. The only issue over here is we're talking about if it got mixed up at the beginning, mixed up at the end, that makes a difference. But if you're saying that the Rabbanan's issue is makes a difference, even if the piece of meat was also because it's basar b'chalav and it didn't get mixed up at the beginning, so the Rabbanan said, you know, it's real basar b'chalav now. It didn't get mixed up. It went right on that little piece of meat, and that's also really awesome. So what? Rabbanan still say that if it got mixed up in 1,000 pieces of meat, it's bottle because Mendino is bottle according to Rabbanan. So it wouldn't be a question of, I agree with Rabbanan in this case and not agree with Rabbanan in that case. We wouldn't agree with Rabbanan at all. Rabbanan have no place over here because Rabbanan is saying Mendino is bottle. So near and divra Rabbanan, they near and me boy lay. Not near and divra Rabbanan in one case and divra Rabbanan in another case. It was simply, I agree with Rabbanan in this case because in this case, it's not mixed up, and then where you only mixed it up at the end, and therefore min mino is lo batel. And I don't agree with him in the other case where it was mixed up from the beginning because it was not mixed at all. That's all you should say. I don't agree with the other case because in the other case there is no min bimino. In the other case there is no mixture over here, and therefore min bimino. It's not a question of min, even though if you say min bimino is batel according to Yehuda, it's not batel according to Yehuda, but it was never a min. It was never a never basar b'chalav there. That's all you should say. You shouldn't say the Rabbanan at all. Vesula Midi, there's no answering this point, and therefore, like, that's a strong point. And therefore, he says, the machlokas here is whether Efsul Softa is Usser or Mutter, and Rashi, we have a long Rashi at the end of the Vesula Midi, goes on to explain, basically, the Paskins like Rebuta, because Rav goes like Rebuta, we Paskin like Rav and Shmuel, there's Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, we Paskin like Rav in Isser, and Paskin like Shmuel in Dinim, when there's Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, not that we Paskin like Rav and all. And therefore, min ben ozobot, he's saying that halacha is basically that when you have 1 minute, if I have a little piece of nevela, fell into a gigantic vat of kosher meat, the whole thing doesn't, min ben is never bottle. That's how he passes. All right, we'll pick up here tomorrow, Mitzvah. I think we said at 5 to 8. I think we said 5 to 8. We'll learn at my 7:55. 7:55, we'll learn tomorrow. We'll start from the Mishnah, and the Shachar's tomorrow is at 8:30.
You have to go?
Yeah. These are not simple doctrines, you know. More talk about the utter, not the utter guy, the utter is the...